Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you know, I try to be very careful out of the way I talk, but unfortunately, I believe that when I do these podcasts, my words are misinterpreted by ignorant people, probably in my environment, or people who know me, or whatever, or people, you know. So I would just say, if you're concerned, you should not be, and you should stay away. Unless you're, I mean, what I will say, you should stay away if you have any negative connotation. There's nothing to worry about. If you do have any concerns about what I say, then you should contact me. If not, let it be. Everything I say is legal. There's no danger. There's nothing criminal. What I'm saying is my legal right under the U.S. Constitution. Freedom of expression is entertainment, but it's also the truth. Why do I talk about dreams? You know, dreams is what make things better for society, and particularly for me. Goals is what can change and enhance my life and make things better, materially, physically, mentally, and so on. I can't give up on my dreams, and I talk about it because I have been dealing with insane, crazy people who are dream killers. They have severe mental problems. They're mentally ill, insane. They're criminals. They're like drug dealers, evil people. People go to jail all the time. I don't hang out with people like that. I'm not attracted to criminals or evil people. I'm not attracted to an insane person. I'm not attracted to a dangerous person. I have people who follow me around in a vehicle who I consider very dangerous and insane. I have people talk about something who they say they don't want me to succeed. They're jealous of my ambitions. They don't want me to be in the industry. They make up lies about my songs. They said they used my songs when they committed a copyright infringement. It's a sign of a sociopath. Those songs that I made, I did not get permission to use, and to tell you the truth, nothing has been used. My songs are copyrighted with the U.S. Copyright Office that protects the song if it's released. My songs are with BMI Publishing, Big Lucky Guy Publishing, and Broadcast Music Incorporated, and ASCAP. So when I say ASCAP, I mean those are major song organizations that help people like me who are songwriters get ahead and make our, you know, make dreams come true, but also pay us songwriters professionally who release music or put music in movies or release music on albums like I have or videos and so on. Because a lot of, you know, being an artist, a songwriter, it's a struggle. There are so many rejections that I've experienced, but it's very common to be rejected in the music industry, and it's about going for that dream to be in the industry. I am in the industry as a professional singer-songwriter, but I'm aspiring to get further in the industry and to do other things outside music, academia, and other things, because this is what you're supposed to do on this planet. You're supposed to go for dreams. You're supposed to do the right thing. Do it in your own way, or if you can't do that, then you mind your business. I am with American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers. That's ASCAP. So I talk about this because it's so important to me, but I have been attracting people that I have no attraction to who I consider insane, who belong in mental hospitals or prisons. And I think it's because of my skin color. Being black can be dangerous. What I mean by that is, if you're an African American trying to succeed like me, it's harder for a minority. You attract some evil, another evil person who's minority or black or Latin or some white supremacist or somebody could target me. And racism is against the law, all kinds of forms of discrimination. But it happens a lot. But in basic theory, these criminals, these insane people just cannot stop coming over here with some gross, detest conspiracy against me, and they don't even know me, they don't talk to me, so they're clinically insane. They're not just mentally ill, they're insane. They don't know how to respect boundaries. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about being positive. I don't want to talk about calling people, you know, clinically insane or so on, because it's negative. I realize when I talk about it that it can bring out negativity. But I see it when I go out just catching a bus and seeing these individuals ride around in the car. And I say they don't have nowhere to live, and they're looking at me as some target or some, you know, some gross obsession. You know, that's not what I want to deal with. I'm not attracted to people like that. Those people are negative. Again, they need to be in some facility or somewhere. I need to continue with my dreams. I'm the typical person who live in everyday life society who have a dream. And why it's so hard to go for that dream is because people are trying to undermine it or trying to steal it from me or trying to make up lies about me or to try to destroy it for their self-centered, selfish motives because they're jealous and they can't get off their ass and move on with their lives. I can't do it for them. I did nothing to them. That's why I said in the previous podcast that the mental health system in some ways have failed if they can't lock these people up. And the police department, they need to lock people like this up. When some woman come over here saying, black culture, she don't like me hanging out with white people or being a lawyer or trying to be in the industry, I think that's just a very deranged, insane person. You don't talk like that. That's crazy. That's a dangerous person. And that is a dream killer. As I said before in several podcasts, and it's the truth, I'm a very open-minded person. I see people of all races, colors, and creeds. I've always been very open. But I'm not open to a dangerous or crazy person who wants to undermine my potential for their self-centered motives or their evil or their insane mental health problems. So dream killers go after people who want to do the right thing. And I talk about that because it happens a lot where you want to go to school, you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a business person, you want to be in the industry like me. I want to be in the music industry. I play music, I write music, and somebody wants to undermine it, want to follow me around, wants to go to places to make up lies to the people, wants to commit some fraud or some kind of conspiracy for no reason other than that they can't get their act together and they are dangerous and insane. That's not fair. I'm not supposed to be talking about that. I'm not supposed to be dealing with that on a daily basis, especially someone who I don't know. That's crazy. It's important that they do have some kind of system where people like me and you who are rational, who mind our business, because rational people mind their business. Mentally well people mind their business and wants to be positive and do the right thing, be in a situation where they can be kept protected from crazy people. You know, it really is sad that a lot of dreamers have dreams been dashed. Good, talented people who are really good have lost their lives, their dreams, because of crazy, dangerous people, dream killers. I'm not going to be the next one. So the dream killers can come in the form of not just people, but also my beliefs. You know, I could be in a situation where I have doubts about going for my dream and so on, and I can't. And it's very difficult, and it's no guarantee, but I was told the only way for me to get to the next level is to persevere. Going for dreams could take years. You know, finishing college, getting the right job, making it in the music industry, getting to the top job in the company, that could take a very long time. Or it could, you know, so sometimes it don't, but a lot of times it do. And the only way for me to do it is persevere. And I'm like, okay, I'm persevering by just trying to be good to myself, good to people around me, do the right thing, try to, you know, focus on myself, you know, and do whatever it takes. And even if it takes me a whole lifetime, and it has with some things, continue on, be fair to others and so on, have basic common sense. Instead, I came, you know, it happens where people who want to be somebody, you know, a doctor, a lawyer, or a businessman, want to be a rock star, want to be a doctor, want to be a lawyer, want to be a professional athlete, want to be somebody, there's somebody evil who don't like what they're doing. That, you know, and that's like a test. It's like a test, like, okay, I have to remind myself that I must be doing something right because I have a talent and someone's jealous of me and don't want to see me succeed. And, you know, for me, it happened quite, it was unfortunate because it happened where, when I talk about, you know, on my podcast, and I talk about what issues I went through, you know, with drinkers, you know, I talk about, oh, I said this and said that. Well, people in my environment and so on have misinterpreted my words, twisted my words around, and made up stories and said something wrong with me. They think something's wrong with, you know, I should be, you know, in a, you know, hospital, or I have a severe diagnosis. All that is lies, defamation. The truth of the matter is, it's just I'm expressing myself on a podcast. I have a right to. And there's nothing I say on a podcast that is criminal. There is no emergency or anything. It's just part. A lot of people on podcasts say the same thing. They don't get targeted or get or whatever. It has to do with ignorance. It has to do with someone's racism. It has to do with someone's insanity toward me. They have some severe problem. It's so severe mentally that they can't. I'm the scapegoat for their psychosis, and that is true. The ignorance is happen when people misinterpret what I say and do not understand how to respond, and they respond in criminal ways or some crazy way. Follow me around, concerned about my health after what I say on podcasts, or may say something wrong with me, or contact people, and you know that is truly antisocial, and that has happened. You know, it really is sad. But it happens a lot. Someone's got a severe problem or a criminal and can't get their act together. You know, I have these people, this guy who say he's conservative. And, you know, I respect conservatives. You know, the ones who are well and the ones who
60 seconds.
Don't discriminate against me and anybody, you know. And he doesn't like me living in a, you know, going for dreams. He thinks I'm too uppity. He said it was because of my skin color. He can use the N-word. That's racism. We have a thing about racist people, you know. Cannot be no racist, especially in Los Angeles. But I'm aware of that because I'm African American. I'm a minority in more ways than one, not just color. So this person should be investigated by the police or something. He should not be living in Los Angeles or near it. California is too open-minded. What is this ignorant person doing coming near me? Talking about I should be only Christian and You know, he believes in his beliefs. And I said, fine. I respect conservatives. I knew people were conservative, and they respected me. But I do not want to deal with some whacked or some crazy person using their racism on me. To say that I'm uppity is so profoundly wrong, morally wrong, and racist. This person is, you know, being a racist is a wrong thing. Regardless, white racism, black racism is wrong. We already passed so many civil rights laws in the state in California, okay? And we have a law we just passed, interracial marriage is legal. We just passed it federally. They have a Supreme Court law, gay marriage is legal, okay? We have anti-hate laws everywhere, even at the federal level, all over the country. This is 2023. This is not 1910, 1840. This guy is living like that. I don't want to deal with people like that. When he say I'm being too uppity, he's a dangerous person. He's a racist. He should have never came over to where I was. It's because he wanted to take away my dream, and he wanted to stop me because he is some jealousy or envy. And that's not fair. As I said before, if you've been the target of racism, report it to the state and report it to the police, because it should not be tolerated. And it can be a crime if this person acts out on his beliefs. And that includes any type of, and I talked about that black woman who's a black racist. She doesn't like me hanging out with white people. That's a racist. That's wrong, too. Two wrongs don't make a right. It's wrong to be a black racist. It's ignorant. It's not going to get you nowhere but trouble. And also, it's had to do with jealousy. You know, it had to do with her mental illness. So, you know, I think these people are mentally ill. I don't know them personally, and that's the first sign of mental illness. You don't go up to some stranger, regardless of whether they look like you or not, or wherever they come from, and start yelling and calling them names. That's exactly what happened to me. They go up to me in the car and call me names. This includes people that I used to know. I used to know long, long decades ago, and coming around, I said, that doesn't make sense either. Something's wrong there. You know, it's about they don't want to see me make my dream come true. What they want to do is take away my songs, make up lies, steal my songs, take them away from me and make money from it. They said, you know, they made 20 grand off my songs. You can't do that because it's not possible because my songs are copyrighted. They're going to know those songs are copyrighted. I mean, if you use that song is on a copyright publisher. They're going to collect. They're going to know who I am. But that's a dream killer. That's a dangerous person. Stay away from dream killers. All this had to do with just don't want me to succeed, don't want me to own a home, don't want me to get a good job, don't want me to have the American dream because they can't get their act together. They don't own a home. They're too poor. They're too sick in the head. They're criminals. They drink. They're looking for a victim to take down, and that's me. It really is sad. The other situation is one of them kept saying that they thought I was a psychologist. That person is not well. I consider them clinically insane, too. I'm not no psychologist. I'm not no therapist. They need to go to a center and see an actual therapist. They're angry because I don't want to be a therapist or manager. That is crazy. These people don't think that I own my property. They think they have a right to trespass. They're dangerous. They're insane. What it all has to do with is trying to take my dream away. Stop me from being happy. Stop me from being what I want to be. And that's not fair. Bringing their racism or homophobia is wrong. It's against the law to target people for homophobia or any type of discrimination. I don't want to be around no homophobic person or no religious bigot because they're on the wrong side of history. And they're going to find out that it is no way you can have any status on this in this country being a bigot, whether you're racist or homophobe, anti-Semitic, or so on. It's wrong. I don't want that around me. That's ignorant. And the other ignorant side is they prejudge me to be crazy because I talk about this on podcasts because they make up false allegations that I'm schizophrenic, and that is 100% defamation and not true. That's why I talk about dreams, because I'm dealing with this craziness and sanity, these extremely acutely sick people for a long time. They can't get their act together. 20 years has passed by, or whatever. And I'm going to get this straight. I'm not thinking about what happened 20 years ago. I don't think about 20 years because that's not something I talk about. I don't think about 19 years. I bring it up because these people are still who coming over me talking about what happened 20 years ago. Oh, he was bragging about the condo 20 years ago. Oh, he was doing that when he was in 20 years ago or 30 years ago. That's sick. That's why I said, you know, the SMART team or somebody, if they were wise, I hope they can get them locked up in the hospital so they can get their act together, realize you can't talk about something that happened 20 years or 19 years ago. You're talking about what happened now. I don't think about what happened 20 or 19 years. I'm thinking about what happened in 2023. I think about what's happening in the present and future. That's all I think about because that's the well. Because I'm well, and that's what I think about. I know that some people will listen to me and have these false premonitions. I don't care. Because, you know, if you make a false allegation about me without any evidence or presumptions based on lack of education. You should not be if you're not educated enough to understand what mental health is. I have the basics. I have a BA in psychology. But that does not mean I want to be a psychologist. I know what I studied it. I worked in that field. But I'm not longer interested. You go to a expert, someone with an MA, MSW, PhD, SID, they will tell you if they're legitimately good and aware, they would tell you otherwise. You should not be diagnosing me or making up stories about me when you're not educated enough to understand what you're talking about. But as I said before, being a bigot, a homophobe, a racist, your state is a hard life to live because nobody wants bigots around. It's going to get harder. Because that's on the wrong side of history. Stay away. But what all this had to do was trying to take my dream away. I must continue to be uppity. I want to better myself. I'm very down to earth, but I'm going to continue to be uppity. I ain't going to let no racist stop me from going for my dream. They want to take away my dreams. Not only are they on the wrong side of history, they are going to have very bad lives, and they're going to deal with the government and the police sooner or later. You don't talk, you don't hate people and target people because of skin color or race or religion or sexual orientation or sexual identity, or whatever it is, or sex, or whatever it is, you're going to get yourself in a lot of trouble, especially in California. They got laws on the book, Constitution, about all this. You live in the wrong side of the coin. You ain't going to be no hateful place like it is, unfortunately, in some other places around the country, like particularly Florida, where they doing different things. I ain't going to say anything, but there are other places where it's more popular to be more conservative or popular to, well, I won't say popular to be, to limit people's freedoms or whatever, but not in California. Not in California. And if you're waiting for it in the next decade or two decades from now, it's still going to be very liberal in California. When you die on your last breath, it's still going to be liberal Democrats in California who dominate. And eventually, around the country. Yes, in other countries, yeah, they are. Unfortunately, like in some Africans, they got these really gruesome anti-gay laws, and then they got these, you know, you can't do this, Russia, China, I mean, you can't have certain things when you go to the country. I mean, yes, it's very strict over there. You can go to jail for 20 years for something. It's not like that here. So thank God I live in America. I'm not criticizing Russia or China. I'm just saying what the way they make rules. I'm telling it how it is. But in America, it's going to continue to evolve more to the left. The left is going to win out over time because it's the truth. We can't be hindering other people's freedoms. We can't be ignorant. We can't go buy a book to make decisions. We have to go by education and philosophy and just basic common sense at looking at what is truthful. Look at evidentiary support. That is the truth. But what I dealt with is that they don't want me to make my dreams come true. And what I'm dealing with is I had to continue to go for it, continue to be open-minded, continue to do what I need to do. Don't let no one get in my way going for that dream, and also be open-minded and don't let no bigots hinder my potential or insane people. Now, when I say insane people, people might think, oh, I'm belittling the mentally ill. And because of my own problems from bad experiences, bad experiences with people with who have problems mentally, I should not be saying that. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the severely mentally ill, the severe. I'm not talking about people with diagnoses in general. I'm talking about people who are mentally ill and who commit crimes and who are self-destructive, who can hurt me or you. That's what I'm talking about. And that's who I came across. If I came across somebody from my past and like when I was in Buffalo, I grew up in New York State. I did not grow up in California. If I came across somebody from New York State or somebody, same thing. We have to learn boundaries and respect. We have to mind our business to stay sane, to stay well. So I will continue to go for my dreams and I stop when I want to. I want to hang out with whoever I want. But as I said before, I'm very open-minded to all people. I said that too many times, and I'm not going to say it again. Because all that has to do with someone's ignorance and bigotry. Love does not see color or anything. It sees everyone, everybody. Acceptance. So, I leave it there, but I want to be a musician. I want to be an artist professionally. I am an intellectual. Yeah, that's an option, too. There are dreams for me to go. There's mountains to climb. I'm going to do my best to get to there. Wherever it takes me, that's what I need to do. And I'm going to tell everybody, go for your dreams and be aware of dream killers. Stay away from dream killers. I've been dealing with it directly and indirectly every day for years. It happens all the time. Stay away from dream killers. Go for your dreams, even if it takes a long time. Because it's pretty much going to take a long time with all of that stuff. That's how you do it. Good day, good night from Dove Night.